Good evening. My name is Melinda. I serve here as a member of this community and as pastor, and I welcome you to Holden Evening Prayer Vespers, or Vespers 86, as it is belovedly known in this place. A couple notes about our service. At the bottom of page 2 is where Psalm 141 begins, and we'll be singing that beginning part together, but then it breaks into two parts. It's the exact same words and piece of music, just sung at different times. And so I'm going to invite higher voices to sing first with Angela, and then lower voices can sing with me on part 2. And then you're invited to stand for the singing of the Magnificat. And then finally, the closing blessing. The leaders will begin that for you, but then all are welcome to sing the rest of the blessing together, as is our tradition here in the village. With that, I invite you to be present in this space, in this community, trusting that the Holy is in our midst, embracing and holding us.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us now, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness and shine.
Thank you.
Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you.
Oh God, I call to you,
come to me now,
for
hear
my voice when I cry to you.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. For God says, I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And a reading from Howard Thurman, author, philosopher, theologian, educator, and civil rights leader. Look well to the growing edge. All around us, worlds are dying and new worlds are being born. All around us, life is dying and life is being born. The fruit ripens on the tree. The roots are silently at work in the darkness of the earth. Against a time when there shall be new leaves, fresh blossoms, and green fruit. Such is the growing edge. It is the extra breath from the exhausted lung, the one more thing to try when all else has failed, the upward reach of life when weariness closes in upon all endeavor. This is the basis of hope in moments of despair, the incentive to carry on when times are out of joint and all have lost their reason, the source of confidence when worlds crash and dreams whiten into ash. The birth of the child, life's most dramatic answer to death. This is the growing edge incarnate. Look well to the growing edge.
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness has not overcome it.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said, to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have lived with
beloved.
merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Creator and God, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God, praise and thanks to you. May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.
Go with good courage. Thanks be to God.
But also stay so we can get a picture of everybody.
Oh, yes, stay for the picture.
If everybody could move over to this side, that would be great.